Welcome back to Mr. Jeffrey Ahn's World History Podcast. Today's episode is episode 27, which pertains to the Islamic empires during the 1450 to 1750 time period, along with the societies and economies found within them. If you would like to submit a question for the podcast, you may do so by calling the Google Voice number 321-804-APWH or simply email mrjeffreyahn@gmail.com. During the 13th through 15th century, India and Southwest Asia saw the rise of three great Islamic empires, often referred to by Western historians as the gunpowder empires, due to their ability to expand through military conquest. The first of these empires was the Ottoman Empire. The Ottoman Empire, much like the other two empires, had roots in nomadic warrior culture. The Ottoman Empire was founded in 1289 by Osman Bey, the leader of a group of Muslim religious warriors who were known as the Ghazi. The Ottomans heightened their empire through military expansion. The Ghazi were organized for military use, and Janissaries, who were slave troops, were also used. The Ottomans captured Bursa and made their way into the Balkans. However, their most significant conquest came in the 15th century. The rise of Mehmed II brought about the conquest of Constantinople and the Byzantine Empire. Upon this conquest, Constantinople was renamed Istanbul and became the capital of the Ottoman Empire. This conquest was not only important because it expanded the empire, but it also established the Ottomans as the heirs of the Roman glory. With this conquest, the Ottomans came to rule two lands and two seas. Mehmed not only expanded to Constantinople, but also conquered Greece, Serbia, and Albania. He created an absolute monarchy and a centralized state. However, the peak of the Ottoman Empire came under Suleiman the Magnificent. This name was given to him by Europeans. His people, however, referred to him as Suleiman the Lawgiver, due to the influential law code he established. Suleiman expanded the Ottoman Empire further, expanding into Southwest Asia and Central Europe. He established a navy with sufficient enough power to challenge the European fleets. The second of the great Islamic empires was the Safavid Empire, founded by Shah Ismail, but named after Safi al-Din, a Sufi thinker. The Safavids were the Turkish conquerors of Persia and Mesopotamia. After these conquests, their founder adopted the Persian title of Shah. In the Safavid Empire, the Twelver Shi'ism became the official religion. It is unknown why the Safavid Empire adopted this religion. It may have been due to true devotion and conversion. On the other hand, it may have been to serve as a unifying force within the empire. Either way, this established tensions between the two sects of Islam found within the Safavid and Ottoman empires. The persecution of Shiites by the Ottoman Sunnis led to the Battle of Chaldiran. The Quibbash, the followers of Twelver Shi'ism, also referred to as Red Hats, believed that firearms were unmanly. Unfortunately for them, the Ottomans found firearms to be perfectly manly and defeated them handedly. Despite this defeat, the Safavid Empire was revitalized. This revitalization came under Shah Abbas. Under his reign, the military was organized and the state was centralized when the new capital of Isfahan was established. The third of the great Islamic empires was the Mughal Empire, founded by Babur. The Mughal Empire grew to encompass most of the Indian subcontinent. However, this expansion created tensions between the Hindu people, already in India, and the Islamic Mughals. Such tensions were expressed in the Baburnama. The rule of Akbar brought a slight relief to these tensions. Unlike many of the other Islamic rulers of the time, Akbar enforced religious toleration throughout the Mughal Empire. Akbar also brought other changes to his empire. He created a centralized absolutist government and developed a syncretic religion known as the Divine Faith. This religion attempted to combine the teachings of Islam and Hinduism. Unlike various other empires of this time, Akbar also repealed the jizya, the religious tax imposed on non-Muslims. However, his religious toleration ended with the rise of Aurangzeb. Although Aurangzeb did aid in the expansion of the Mughal Empire, he revoked the religious toleration policies and encountered religious tensions and hostilities throughout his reign. Despite the fact that all these empires arose in different areas, the Islamic imperial society was fairly similar in all of them. All three began as military states with aristocratic rule. The authority that the dynasties held was derived from the personal piety and military accomplishments of the ruler. The nomadic roots of these empires also influenced their government. The steppe traditions previously held influenced an autocratic state in which the rule of the emperor was imposed on the state. The previous nomadic lifestyle also caused ongoing problems with succession and influenced the legality of an emperor killing his brothers after ascending to the throne, something fairly common within the steppe tradition. The dynastic society also enabled royal women to have a significant influence on the politics of the state. The urban and economic growth of the Islamic dynasties was encouraged primarily by agriculture and trade. Agriculture became the basis of the three Islamic empires. A large percentage of the population in the Islamic empires took part in the cultivation and processing of major crops, including wheat and rice. Unlike most of the European world, the Islamic empires were not largely impacted by the new American crops, like sweet potatoes and peanuts. However, imports of coffee and tobacco became very popular. The emphasis on agriculture in the Islamic empires led to population growth. The Ottoman and Safavid populations grew slowly, but the Mughal population in India increased dramatically due to agricultural techniques. The three Islamic empires benefited due to their location along historic trade sites. While the Safavids and Ottomans pursued trade more actively, the Mughals did not. Rather, they allowed the English and Dutch and the French to establish trading companies within their empire. The Islamic empires also encountered great religious diversity. This diversity created various challenges to the empire. As previously stated, the Mughal Empire enforced religious toleration under the rule of Akbar. In India, Portuguese Goa became the center of Christian missions. Jesuits were welcome, and Sikhism was tolerated. Although Akbar was not interested in an exclusive faith, he advocated for a syncretic divine faith, which emphasized loyalty to the emperor, and religious minorities were also tolerated throughout the other Islamic empires. The Ottoman Empire offered protection for their conquered people and permitted religious and civil autonomy within their communities. However, the devshirme, a blood tax in which Christian boys were taken from their families and converted to Islam to join the Janissaries, remained prevalent and even led to various residents of the Balkans being forced into slavery. As the empires progressed, the religious toleration decreased. Later Ottoman rulers increased the harsh treatment of non-Muslims, while the Mughal Empire, Akbar's successor, Aurangzeb, revoked the religious toleration that Akbar had previously enforced. The decrease in religious tolerance accompanied by the religious diversity of these empires led to their decline. The increased persecution of religious minorities brought about hostilities within the Safavid and Mughal empires. These hostilities, along with negligent rulers and a corrupt government, became key factors in the political decline of the empires. The economy that was once flourishing within these empires had stagnated by the 18th century when European powers had taken control of foreign trade. The economic decline of the Islamic empires brought an end to their expansion since armies and bureaucrats could no longer be supported. The economic difficulties also brought about an increase in taxes and corruption. These empires also began importing only European weaponry. The problem with this tactic was that the arsenals the Europeans were selling were outdated and ultimately led to the military decline of the Islamic empires. Many of these empires were also prone to cultural insularity. As a part of their cultural conservatism, the Islamic empires did not seek out nor appreciate new ideas and technologies. They seldom traveled west due to their sense of superiority, and they viewed new technologies and cultural innovations as a threat to political stability of the state. The empires demonstrate hostilities toward the telescope, and the Ottomans placed bans on things like the printing press. These once great empires with flourishing cities and monumental architectures such as the Topkapi Palace in the Ottoman Empire and the Taj Mahal in the Mughal Empire eventually fell into decline. By the 18th century, the Safavid Empire had fallen while the Ottomans and Mughals were severely weakened. That's all for episode 27. Until next time, this has been Mr. Jeffrey On's World History Podcast.